How did you come to the conclusion that true Christianity was changed?
But it didn't take long for me to realize that there's something wrong here.
How can someone die for my sins? How can God sacrifice his own son? Those who don't believe it, I can understand why. If it's the word of God, then who on earth would have authority to take something out or put something in? He is a precious human being that God chose for a very special role, but not a God and not the Son of God. And now that I am a Muslim, and the more I read about him in the Quran, or I have developed an even greater love for him. Challenge yourself. Look for faults if you can find them.
But you will never find them.
Because the Quran is completely God's words and completely perfect. That's what the Quran is. Awe-inspiring. Najla Tammy Kepler is a born and raised Texan. I had the opportunity to see two different types of Christianity. One my father had chosen when he was a teenager. When I was a teenager, I went to live with my mom and I saw another type of Christianity in the Baptist church. So I got benefit from both churches, but I was still a person in search of something more. So when I became a teen, that search went deeper. And eventually, I found the answers I was looking for.
How did you come to the conclusion that true Christianity was changed?
It was fairly easy for me to see that Christianity had changed when I started doing a little bit of research about the history of Christianity, things like the Nicene Council. Even now, there are changes being made to the different versions of the Bible. The fact that there are so many different versions of the Bible, even now. The reality is that not only has it already changed, it's still changing. If it's the Word of God, then who on earth would have authority to take something out or put something in? Just reading from start to finish, even looking at the gospel, for example, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there are stories in these books that are supposed to be the same story, but there's so many discrepancies between the stories that it's mind-boggling. It's quite easy to see that these books are not purely the words of God and have sadly suffered changes.
So, we know that the Bible read by Christians was written so many years after the death of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and was even distorted. Didn't Christians realize this as well?
When I was growing up in Christianity, the authors of the different books of the Bible were either unknown or questionable. They were always described as inspiration from God, but the Quran is the words of God, direct revelation from God. So there's a big difference there. And alhamdulillah, the Quran is flawless, completely my Creator's words, and protected until the end of time.
In Christianity, it is believed that babies are born sinful. Do Christians really believe in that?
In the Christian concept, I was told in both types of churches that I attended that the child is born sinful because of the sins of Adam and Eve. I honestly don't know how many people believe this or don't believe it. But personally, those who don't believe it, I can understand why. Maybe that's one of the things that sort of pushes people away from the idea of Christianity, is that, what do you mean a baby is born sinful? They're pure, they're innocent, you know, without flaw. They're not even practicing their own free will yet to be able to make any sort of mistake. One of the things that I loved about Islam was that it teaches no person bears the burden of another. Everyone carries their own burden. You're born pure and innocent. And the goal is to keep it that way, to maintain that purity and that innocence.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We saw that 80% of our audience, including this video, are not subscribed to our channel. As you know, we are a non-profit organization and advertisements are disabled on our videos. So the only reason we are asking for this is to spread the truth. It may seem like a small act, but inshallah, it may be a means of guidance for many people. Now let's click the subscribe button and let's walk as an eternal passenger.
How do you know that Islam, not the Christianity, is the true religion?
I'm still sure that it's the truth that I'm reading. My mind and my heart tell me this, not just my heart. The Quran itself is telling me, think, consider, reflect, challenge yourself, look for faults if you can find them, but you will never find them because the Quran is completely God's words and completely perfect. The more I learn, the more I apply it, the more sure I am. So alhamdulillah for being a Muslim.
Does the Bible mention anything about the coming of a final prophet?
There are verses in the Bible still that indicate or hint at, let's say, the coming of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And now, not every Christian is going to agree with this, and not every Christian is going to be even be aware of this. I was totally unaware of it before I became a Muslim. There's a verse that talks about the coming of someone who is like Moses. Well, if you compare the lives of Moses and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them both, you will find tremendous similarities, not between the lives of Jesus and Moses, that are not there. So it couldn't have been Jesus that was being described as the one that's coming. That coming is about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
What was your perspective on Jesus, peace be upon him, before Islam and after Islam? Has your love him increased or decreased?
My concept of Jesus has gone through several stages. When I was in my father's church, Jesus, peace be upon him, was a chosen man. I was under the perception that they were teaching me he was a prophet. Then when I started attending the Protestant church, their efforts to explain who Jesus was, peace be upon him, led towards the concept of the Trinity as Jesus is the Son of God. And this concept that Jesus is the Son of God and the believers are his children sounded more like mythology than anything. I was thinking, how can someone die for my sins? How can someone bear my burden? How can God sacrifice his own son? But it didn't take long for me to realize that there's something wrong here. After finding Islam, or actually even before becoming a Muslim, I was informed that no, that's not the truth. Yes, he is a precious human being that God chose for a very special role, extremely important to humanity, but not a God and not the Son of God, not a part of God. And I thought, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. So, alhamdulillah, when I became Muslim, this was my concept of Jesus. And now that I am a Muslim, and the more I read about him in the Quran or the descriptions in the hadith and stuff like that, I have developed an even greater love for him and for all the prophets. Peace and blessings be upon them all.
How do you feel when you read the Quran compared to the Bible?
When I was reading the Bible, in the laws that I saw, like the Ten Commandments, or a lot of the Psalms and Proverbs that appeal to the soul through wisdom and things like this, these were quite powerful and motivating to my belief. But there's a lot of verses in there, honestly, I'd prefer I'd never read. On the contrary, when I read the Quran, I know that every single word is only my Creator's words. The stories of the prophets that he conveys are so pure and powerful and hope-filled that humanity can be this good. Descriptions of this life and the next, the creation and the calls for obedience to the laws that are best for us are inspiring and instill hope that humanity can conduct itself on a higher level, in a deeper understanding with a greater profoundness. That's what the Quran is. Awe-inspiring.
Do you think that the position of woman in Islam is the same as the position of woman in Christianity?
The position of women in Islam and the position of women in Christianity is absolutely not the same. The position of women in Islam over 1400 years ago, and for the very first time, guaranteed the woman her right to her identity, to her wealth, to inheritance, to honor, to the extent that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that the paradise lies under the feet of your mother. Yes, Christianity says that you're supposed to honor your parents, your mother and your father, but Islam takes it to the next level. The beauty in Islam is that women are not lower class or inferior. In verse after verse, it describes the believing men and the believing women, the righteous men and the righteous women. There's an equality that is emphasized again and again in the verses.
How do you feel inside a mosque compared to a church?
In the mosque, there's a lot more solemn environment. When you go in, you feel like it's a place of worship. In a church, a lot of times, it was more of a feeling of a place of community and gathering, which, alhamdulillah, in the mosque, you also find this. In the masjid, you also find this. But the primary purpose of that location, of that place, is for worship. There's no chairs, there's no images. You stand shoulder to shoulder with your believers and you pray. That is the strongest sense of community I've ever experienced. You're giving your full attention to Him. You're doing this as a community. What unites you is belief. That makes the mosque very distinct. It's a place that I have really felt a closeness to my Creator because it's peaceful and quiet and inspires the mind and heart to go deep. Alhamdulillah.
Why do you think people are so away from religion despite all the churches attempt to make it attractive?
The longest time, churches have been a focal point of a community, opportunities to get together and eat together and to have sports activities together or theatrical activities or musical activities and things like this. It was like being a part of a good club. Maybe it's the fact that in Christianity, the message isn't fulfilling enough to retain the people. When you go to the churches, they're constantly asking for tithing and charity and stuff like that, which of course giving is good, but should be something that comes from the inside.
So, studying both Islam and Christianity, let me ask you this question. Is Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, going to come back to earth?
Fortunately, as a Christian, in my father's church, the one he chose to go to, they did teach about the return of Jesus Christ. Alhamdulillah, as a Muslim, I found the same truth, the same reality that he is going to return and complete the life as every human must do, live and pass away. That he has not yet died. Yes, he was raised up. Yes, he will return. And that return will be the opportunity for all Christians to see that the truth is Islam, because he will declare that he is a prophet of Islam and he will declare his belief in Allah and invite anyone and everyone who's there at that time to this true faith. So today we did this recording with Eternal Passengers. If you liked their work, then please comment and let them know.